This is an RNIB Connect radio podcast.
As always, this time of the week on RNIB Connect Radio, we are talking guide dog blogs. And this time, I want to talk enrichment toys and useful gadgets, because various guide dog owners have various suggestions, really. So it's nice to find out some things you can buy for your furry friend. Joining me again is Phil Rutter. Phil, thank you for joining us.
That's okay. It's my pleasure. Thanks, Hubert.
Now, we've discovered you've had a long guide dog list of experiences for over 40 years. So you probably have bought some plenty. So let's first of all talk about enrichment toys, because I find them quite new. So these are where you can give your dog some food and you can put your food in an enrichment toy. So it means they have to actually think about getting it out and how they get it out, rather than just kind of go straight into a bowl and eat it. Have you got any particular favourite enrichment toys that you've had for your various dogs?
Yeah, there is one that's like a three-tier thing, like the same sort of thing as when you were a child. You had like a two-tier pencil case, very similar to that, where the dog has to nudge it round in order to get the food out of each tier. Takes quite a while, and it certainly slows the dog down in terms of the ability for it to gulp its food, which is what Labradors generally do. Also, I've got a rubber Kong, the largest one they do, which is like, I think it's five circles diminishing in size from about 10 centimetres down to about three. And inside, you know, it's hollow in the middle, and inside you can put either treats or, I mean, they told me actually to put a treat and maybe cover it in peanut butter and maybe stick that in if you're going to leave your dog for a while, or if you're at a meeting to keep your dog, you know, happy under the table. I sometimes do that when I go to the gym, and because the dog's sitting there waiting for me to do my exercises. So I sometimes take that with me.
I mean, the Kong's quite useful, because what you can also do, before I talk about the slow feeding bowls, you can actually take 60 grams of their food, put it in boiling water, make it into mash, feed that mash inside the Kong and freeze it, is what I do with the rubber Kong. And what ends up happening is Caesar the guide dog gets a little ice lolly to keep him entertained, and that tends to do a good job for an hour or two. Like you say, when you're either busy or you just want him to have a bit of a treat, I tend to sometimes do when he has to be left alone for a little bit if I can't take him, like for an hour or two. Feeding bowls, slow feeding bowls, yes, they're very useful, because I found my dog was eating way too fast, and the slow feeding bowl, it makes them work at it, and it takes a bit longer for them to eat that food, therefore they will actually digest it rather than just inhale. And I've got a standard one, and I've got a travel size one, which is silicone.
I agree, and I've got the silicone, the collapsible drinking one as well, that actually goes flat, so it's very easy to take with you wherever. Because in the summer, you know, if you're going out, you just need to make sure I've got a water carrier that fits like a belt with two bottles that you can have, and I just slip the collapsible drinking container in there as well.
How about any other useful gadgets that you found, kind of, you've discovered yourself were quite useful, you know, that no one may have told you, but you found, actually, no, this is quite handy. Have you got any handy gadgets?
In terms of when I send him to a boarder, what I always do is to use those polythene-type zip bags, about 8 inches square, something like that. I weigh out the food for each meal, so that whoever's the boarder is, they don't have to worry about giving the dog the right amount of food. So that in itself saves them a problem, and also it gives me peace of mind that he's not going to be overfed. I make sure that there's enough of those bags done up, and also make sure he's got his brush and comb and everything else with him, especially his whistle, because my dog was trained, as most of them are actually, with the whistle, in terms of sitting and waiting to hear the whistle before you feed them.
The Ziploc bags are fantastic. I use them, A, for sending my dog to a boarder, but also when I travel to hotels to make life easier. I put the food into individual bags, so that then when I'm in a hotel room, I can just grab a bag, put the food in the bowl, and There we go. And the good things with these bags is you can probably reuse them once or twice. They're not exactly single use, so you can reuse them possibly as well. Do you have any gadgets, for example, when your dog's out in the field and they decide to have a role in something that you would rather not have a role in?
Yeah, well, there is some stuff you can buy. It's called Stink Bomb. It's a fragrance, really. It's a liquid fragrance that's in a pump action container, and it's not very expensive, but it certainly makes your dog smell nice. Once you've managed to wipe the dog down, or try and get the dog's coat back to something semblance of normality. To get rid of this smell, you can just spray it on, and the dog doesn't seem to mind either. To spray it on his coat, he's fine with it. So, when I go to the gym with him, I groom him in the mornings before I go, and I generally give him a quick spray of it anyway, because he gets fussed a lot at the gym. So it's just nice if your dog smells reasonably sweet when other people are going to be stroking him.
There you go. Some few different tips there for gadgets. I might invest in a stink bomb. I mean, thankfully, Caesar doesn't roll around and stuff, but it's nice to give him a little bit of a nice smell. And it'll be interesting to see how he reacts to being sprayed, considering he constantly walks up to me whenever I spray my aftershave for some reason. Maybe he wants some. I don't know. Thank you very much again, Phil, for joining us on Guide Dog Blogs here on RNIB Connect Radio.
My pleasure. Thanks, Hubert.